This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The year of the Decacorn IPO continues, Decacorn being a company valued at more than $10 billion. Also, I guess, a horse with 10 horns, unicorn, a $1 billion company, Decacorn. Get it? Anyway, Uber is it. The ride-sharing company that waxes and wanes in public popularity is set to register for its initial public offering tomorrow, says the Wall Street Journal. $10 billion in shares going to the market, putting the valuation of that company at about $100 billion. Sounds like a lot, and it is, and Uber is expected to be the biggest IPO this year, among the biggest ever. But this number is about $20 billion below what everybody was thinking Uber was going to be valued at. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino sorts out how companies like Uber come up with these figures and why they might be putting on the brakes.
In the old days, a company's value was usually based on something pretty straightforward: profits. But in today's world of fast-growing but unprofitable tech startups, that benchmark is out the window.
I don't really think there is any known standard of valuing companies that go public.
Brian Hamilton is a co-founder of SageWorks Financial Analysis. He says in lieu of profits, investors look at factors like market size, user numbers, and sales growth to gauge valuation. But demand for shares is often driven by something much more intangible, says Barrett Daniels, an IPO advisor at Deloitte & Touche.
Truthfully, it's going to come down to the company's vision and how believable it is.
At an event in February, Uber's head of transportation policy, Andrew Salzberg, articulated that vision to Marketplace.
I think the growth story is, look, we think we can build something through an app that provides a better service than one of the most successful modes of transport that's ever been around, which is the personal car.
It's a vision that likely resonates with the approximately 100 million Uber users worldwide, but it's pretty similar to one that has already been tested in the public market by its competitor Lyft, which started offering shares a little more than a week ago.
It did not go well, that IPO, and I think there's a little lesson to be learned in that.
Kathleen Smith is a co-founder of Renaissance Capital. She says Lyft's falling share prices, which are now trading below their IPO price, show public investors may be feeling restrained.
I don't think this is a bad place that where we are with these big companies coming public, especially when the public market is being very discerning about price.
Smith says Lyft's experience can provide a roadmap to Uber and other companies to take a more conservative path in their valuations. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.